With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. U.S. officials will review whether grizzly bears have enough protections across the lower 48 states after advocates sued the government in a bid to restore the animals to more areas. The review must be completed by the end of March 2021 under a legal settlement approved today by a federal judge. The Center for Biological Diversity said in a June lawsuit that officials should consider restoring grizzlies to areas of California, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, and Oregon. Grizzly bears are protected as a threatened species outside Alaska. An estimated 1,900 bears live in portions of Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Washington state. The Montana Lottery has begun taking applications from businesses that want to offer sports wagering in the state. The Montana Lottery Commission recently approved rules for sports betting, clearing the way for the lottery to take applications. As businesses become licensed, the lottery will begin statewide training, followed by placing the new Sports Bet Montana equipment in licensed locations. Bets can only be placed through a Sports Bet Montana terminal inside a licensed location, either at the terminal or via a mobile app. The reward for information in a November moose poaching case has just gone up. The Skyline Sportsmen Association of Butte has added $500 to the reward offered for information leading to a conviction in the poaching case in the Highland Mountains. A federal court in Missoula ordered the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today to issue an overdue order assessing the condition of threatened grizzly bears in the lower 48 states. MTPR's Aaron Bolton explains.
The order stems from a lawsuit filed by the Center for Biological Diversity in U.S. District Court this summer. Andrea Sanisseri is a lead attorney for the center. She says under the Endangered Species Act, the Fish and Wildlife Service is required to file a status report every 5 years, detailing whether listed species are moving toward or away from goals outlined in the agency's recovery plan. The agency last issued a report for grizzlies in 2011.
We basically asked the court to force the Fish and Wildlife Service to issue an updated status report that is required by the Act, and also to update their outdated recovery plan.
A court order Monday says federal wildlife managers have until March 31st, 2021, to issue a new report for the threatened species. The court order doesn't completely resolve the case. The Center for Biological Diversity is also asking the court to order Fish and Wildlife to update its 1993 recovery plan for grizzlies and to consider reintroducing the species outside of the Northern Rockies where current populations live. Again, Sanisseri.
So there is historic habitat, for example, in Utah and in Colorado, that we think is still suitable habitat for grizzly bears to be reintroduced and to recover there.
Sanisseri says briefs over those two issues could be filed by early 2020. That would set the stage for oral arguments. A request for comment from the Fish and Wildlife Service was not returned in time for this story. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's largest utility is in the planning process that informs how it acquires energy over the next two decades. Today, environmental advocates rallied in Helena for greater investment in renewable energy. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Around 50 protesters stood outside the Public Service Commission office in Helena before Monday's public comment meeting, and many later stepped inside to speak during the public hearing. They called for regulators to push Northwestern Energy away from fossil fuel-based energy sources. But at the meeting, Ben Fitch-Fleischman with Northwestern Energy said natural gas is the most cost-effective way to meet customers' needs in the future.
What our plan finds is it typically selects, when we do the optimization model and say we've got these scenarios, what resources are selected to meet our needs, it typically selects a natural gas-fired peaking unit.
Northwestern says it needs to almost double its potential energy generation to hit peak customer demand and avoid buying electricity on the open market. It says its peak capacity needs will crest 700 megawatts by 2025. The company says it will solicit competitive proposals from a variety of resources and use a staged approach, adding 200 megawatts of capacity per year from 2020 to 2025. Northwestern Energy updates its resource procurement plan every 2 years as required under state law. The plan details what the company sees as energy needs in the state. PSC will hold listening sessions in Missoula next week and in Billings and Lewistown in January. The comment period ends January 3rd. With reporting from Corin Cates-Carney at Montana Public Radio, I'm Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Northwestern Energy is a financial supporter to MTPR. I'm Corin Cates-Carney. This is Montana Public Radio News.